And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Welcome to this episode of the Hagman and Hagman Report, coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania. That's right. Thank you so much for your belief and trust in us. Thanks for inviting us into your living room, into your cars, into your boats, into your diners, actually. Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you for your belief and trust in us. We broadcast live every weeknight, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Global Star Radio Network, also on YouTube Live and Blog Talk Radio. So we've got three platforms, three venues, two websites, Hagman and Hagman.com. That's for the show information, HagmanReport.com. That's where the content is. And there, two things. Look for the Vintage Radio. You want to know what the schedule is for the week? John Robertson takes care of that. Vintage Radio, and underneath it is the show schedule. And you want to advertise, you want to get to, if you want to advertise on Hagman and Hagman Report, I'm going to tell you something. We have a program now where you, as a small business owner, small business can advertise and reach as many people as the big talkers. Join Pro Flowers, join Omaha Steaks, and join Health Masters. As a matter of fact, look at this, Health Masters. This, folks, is the key. Let me tell you something. Cortisol Buster, ha, new product. I can see through you. That's what this does. Focus, clarity. And also, it is a de-stressor, as well as, if you do nothing else right here. Ultimate multiple. If you're not getting your ultimate multiple from, say that fast three times. If you're not getting your ultimate multiple from healthmasters.com, then you are peeing away your money. Literally. Healthmasters ultimate multiple. And, of course, my favorite of favorites, vitamin B. I'm not sure. I've got two packages at healthmasters.com named after me. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it is what it is. But folks, healthmasters.com, and speaking of healthmasters.com, Ted Brewer is our guest. But before I bring him on, it sounds like I had a purple stick before the airtime. Joe, bring him on.
Yeah, great to be here. And, I have been taking the Cortisol Buster for, the last few days, and, it's been kind of hectic in my life, so I don't feel the effects or notice the effects, but once I settle down and the stress releaser is a big thing for me. And
well,
the vitamin B,
I try
vitamin B every day too.
I did duct tape him. I tried to get him a coffee in him, he wouldn't take it. So anyway,
and today's the first day I did not have a purple stick before the show, but still feel good anyway. Dr. Ted Brewer, healthmasters.com.
Wait. One thing I forgot. I'm sorry. Folks, I did a video, a 6-minute video, about the color revolution in the United States. Please.
It's on the Hagman Report. Yeah. It's on the YouTube channel.
Yeah. Please share that. That's important information. Organizing for America. That's Obama. And did you know, there's a website. It's called, what is it? Tellontrump.com, I believe it is.
It's
amazing.
That. Yeah.
It's by, Gizmodo. Anyway, you gotta watch that 6-minute video, please, and share it with everyone you know, not because it's ours, but because the information is critical. Joe, go ahead.
Dr. Ted Brewer is our guest for the first hour this evening. He's joining us from a remote location, getting a little R&R. And, Ted, I see you. Everything looks good. Sounds good. Let's rock and roll.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you guys having me on as always. We're down here in Miami, which used to be part of the United States. I don't know what it is now. I've heard every foreign language but English from the guests in the hotel. I've not met one person yet that speaks any kind of English, and I thought that was kind of silly. I thought, wow, that's just really odd. I feel like I'm down in
South
America somewhere. And so, I mean, we've heard every language. I've never really heard Hebrew spoken before. So somebody was in the elevator speaking Hebrew, and I thought, wow, that's interesting. I've never really heard Hebrew spoken like that. So that was pretty cool. So we've had a lot of exciting adventures already today. I got to figure out the interstate highway system trying to get down here after they've revamped it, and that was just kind of use the navigation and pretend like you don't know where you're going, because that's exactly what it was. But it's been fun. Yeah, we've had an incredible week, Joe and Doug, as far as the news with Donald Trump, with Flynn, all the stuff we've been covering on my show every day from 3 to 4, and it's been some crazy stuff.
Been
and
listening.
The deep state is not wanting to go quietly into the night. You said this would happen. I said this would happen. Joe said this was going to happen. We know that what they're doing basically is continuing to just be incredibly upset that Hillary Clinton didn't win, because they want to continue with that Clinton Bush crime cabal for the next decade, I guess. So it's going to be interesting watching this stuff, you know, take place, because Trump is going up in the polls now. Rasmussen has him up to 55%. Actually, I think his numbers are much higher than that, because everybody sees what the media is doing to him and exactly what's going on. Tonight, I want to talk about, to start with, I want to talk about drugs, and I want to talk about drug withdrawal. I also want to talk about opiate withdrawal. I want to talk about alcohol, benzodiazepines. I want to go into detail on what can be done as far as coming off of these different types of drug. You've got the methadone, the alcohol, the bennies. You've got the opiates, the amphetamines. And let me give you a couple interesting statistics. I have a friend of mine who runs a clinic in Australia, and he gave me some interesting things about these particular drugs and the withdrawals for them. Now, quite frankly, let me be real direct with you guys. I'm not going to talk to you about medication or dosing or trying to get you on different types of meds to help ease your symptoms. If you are really, really addicted to these types of drugs, you really need to be in a drug treatment protocol. You need to be in an organ, in a place where they can help you, especially if you're really, really, really an addict. If you have occasional recreational use of some of this stuff, then you can probably come off of it pretty easily, but I don't suggest that you try to do anything without the aid of a licensed medical doctor, and hopefully you'll be able to find a licensed facility in your area. But we're going to talk about what you can do and what these different death rates are and what happens to it. The first thing we have to realize, Doug and Joe, is that we need to teach people the Word of God. One of my primary scriptures is Romans 12:2. You have to confront the false belief systems that people have, and you have to replace it with God's truth. And Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the patterns of this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." That's the biggest problem that most people have, is they're in a situation where they don't really know what to do as far as the, is that better or worse? I just turned my video down some. Is that better or worse?
I think the lighting was better.
Okay. Well,
but if I'm bothering you, I mean, you look fine either way.
That's okay. That was just where I wasn't sure, because I look kind of bright. But what we have to realize, the most important thing, is that we accept Jesus Christ. Now, for those of you who haven't listened to the show before, you guys know that I'm a Christian. I don't make any bones about that. I'm very open about my Christianity. And it's not because I think I'm better or worse or anything else than anybody else. I just know that God has done a lot of stuff in my life, and I just appreciate him for what he's done. And I know that because of the blood of Christ, and we've done shows with you, Doug and Joe, on the blood of Christ and the power that it infuses with you with the correct frequencies that it puts through you through scalar waves. And it's really an interesting way of looking at salvation. In fact, this Sunday night here on Global Star from 7 to 8 p.m. right before Dave Hodges, I'll be doing another show on the blood of Christ from 7 to 8 p.m. if you guys are really curious about how that works and why Christians have so much blood in their religion and why the Hebrews had so much blood in their religion. And I finally kind of had an answer given to me by the good Lord by that, about that. And so we kind of cover that. But let's talk first about these different types of the worst withdrawal effects. Methadone, contrary to popular belief, is probably the worst of all because of the half-life of the drug. It just goes on for months. It can go on for months. Alcohol is pretty bad. You can have some terrible, terrible, just absolute hallucinations with that. The benzodiazepines are also bad. The prescription opiates, of course, are bad. The amphetamines, solvents, inhalants, pot. The death rates, it used to be pretty high with the alcohol and the benzoids, the benzies, but now the amphetamines seem to have taken over. With heroin, the death rates really aren't that high unless you overdose on the drug. So you have to understand there's some things that you have to do from a health standpoint if you want to get off the drugs. Number one, you've got to try to figure out what in the world you're doing to your brain. Now, I'm going to give you a couple articles very quickly here. Here's an article over here. It says inflammation is now being recognized as a physical cause of depression. People don't understand that when your body's inflamed, your body starts doing weird things, and pain will cause all types of problems with drug abuse. It really will, because it's one of the first things that you get involved with as far as this is trying to medicate yourself. Vitamin D is very, very important for help to reduce inflammation, to stop cytokine storms. Also, anti-inflammatories, can also boost moods. There's all kinds of things you can do with cod liver oil, etc. And also, you have to be careful when you start taking a lot of these different types of drugs because of the side effects. Here's another interesting article. It's by says how antidepressants can ruin your natural serotonin, so you can never be happy again without your pills. Well, I don't agree with that article, but I will say this. If you do get really addicted to these antidepressant medicines, it becomes very difficult to get off of them. In some cases.
Ted, I'm sorry. Give me some.
Prozac, Zoloft, Xanax. those types of drugs.
Okay.
The researchers now are demanding that the American Psychiatric Association study the fabricated benefits of antidepressants that are covered up with adverse health effects. This is some really good news here. It's showing that basically that a lot of people right now are being lied to, and they're saying that, you know, you can take these drugs and it'll cover up these effects. And that's like treating a headache with aspirin. What ends up happening is you get into a situation where you don't have a deficiency of aspirin or Tylenol or Advil. You're treating the headache because there's something wrong. Either you have a blood sugar condition, high blood sugar, low blood sugar. Shoot, you have a brain tumor. You get a bad impaired circulation. All kinds of different things can cause headaches. You can have your neck, your vertebrae can be out of, be dislocated or not aligned properly. It can cause headaches. Taking the aspirin, all that does is just treats the symptoms. Plus, it really causes a lot of intestinal bleeding. Here's another one. This is really, really important. This is one of the things that's really important about our B vitamins, Doug. This is one of the reasons that it works so well. Depression and stuck negative behavior are linked to impaired folate. What we have found that a lot of people, unless the folate is methylated, it simply can't pass into the body, and so the B vitamins don't work. So what they've learned is that when you basically methylate them, it bypasses the liver, and it makes it a lot easier for the body to use the folates. The biggest problem with this is the vast majority of drugs or B vitamins on the market are not methylated. Let me read you just this quick thing here. Depression disorders, cognitive health, and brain development rely heavily on adequate folate. It appears that research have discovered that malfunctioning pathway in gene related to improper folate and a stuck, rigid, ruminating depression. Perhaps the characters of the movie Grumpy Old Men or aging parents or preschoolers or teenagers who struggle with negativity and depression may have this altered gene pathway, and so they need some extra help. And it says that unless you're taking the methylated version of the folates, it simply doesn't work. Now, what you can do too, now remember this, if you're trying to come up with these drugs, is you need to have a really good attitude, number one. You need to realize that you have to have God's word in your life. You need to be praying on a regular basis. You need to be believing God that you're going to get past all of this. One of the first things I've noticed, Joe and Doug, is if a person wants to make changes, it's a lot easier to make that change if that person has the right attitude. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think this is something we should expand on a little bit. Because when you're talking about drug addiction and dependency on some substances, there's the physical addiction or dependency. Then there is the mental aspect, which a lot of times is a lot tougher than the physical aspect of it, because you have to retrain your brain. You have to think positive, and it's almost like you have to learn how to live as a person again.
The biggest problem that people get is they start self-medicating. You know, they self-medicate with alcohol. They self-medicate with opiates. They self-medicate with who knows what. They just pick a drug that you're on, or alcohol. I know my mom, you know, she was a survivor of World War II out of Germany. And, you know, may she rest in peace. I mean, you know, in a lot of ways she was a wonderful woman, but she self-medicated with cigarettes and she self-medicated with alcohol. And I don't like talking about that, but it was pretty rough being raised like that. And, you know, she did a lot of things absolutely wonderful, but I was raised with that. My brother, he was also born during World War II in Germany back in 1941, and he saw some horrible things he remembers. And so he basically self-medicated with alcohol his entire life, and he's just basically now in his mid-70s, and he's a complete and total alcoholic, and I feel bad for him. So the reality is that a lot of times that's what we do with drugs and with alcohol, is we don't like our current state. That's why I started this off with Christ, and I started off with God, with Yahweh and Yeshua. And that's one of the reasons that Alcohol Anonymous talks so much about God in their 10-step program, because you really have to understand that you have a greater power source available to you than just yourself. Because you're absolutely right, Joe. When you get really caught up in this stuff, a lot of times the addictions can be just more of a mental addiction than they are a physical addiction. Though the physical addiction can be very, very strong with some of these drugs. But the reality is that mental addiction, you've got to have the right attitude to want to say, no, I'm not going to do this. And guys, I know a lot of you are listening right now and you're drinking too much, or you're taking something you shouldn't be taking, or you're smoking pot all the time. Okay, I got that. Okay, we know that happens all the time. We understand that. And you have to realize it. And people are always saying to me, why do you always have such a good attitude? Why are you always so positive? Well, the truth of the matter is, you know, we deal with the news all day long, Joe and I and Doug and, you know, and a lot of the other alternative news talk show people. And we have to have a stronger faith in God or Yeshua, because if we didn't, we simply couldn't deal with this information. Because I know because I've read the Bible, I know how the story ends. I know how the whole thing ends. I know that Yeshua is going to be successful, that Yahweh is going to take control of the world. I understand that we're going to go to his dimension. in heaven with him when this is over with, and that we've been bought at a price. And when you understand that, when you know who you are in Christ Jesus, you realize very quickly that it doesn't have to be all about you. You can rely on God, basically, put a do not disturb on that door, Sharon. You can rely on God to give you the strength that you need in order to do what you need to do on an ongoing basis and not have to depend it upon yourself. Because if I had to depend just on Ted Brower, and I wasn't going to be able to be dependent upon the Holy Spirit, Doug and Joe, it'd be very, very frustrating to me. That's why I really believe in positive spiritual affirmations. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Commit your plans unto the Lord, they will succeed. This is the day the Lord hath made. I shall rejoice and I shall be glad in it. And it doesn't matter how you feel. These are the words that come out of your mouth. Because remember, when you speak the words, you create what's called a scalar wave. And those scalar waves, they literally change the fabric of space-time. So we have to understand that if we're going to have a physical change that's going to last, we've got to start talking and speaking the right things. I know so many people, I'll hear them say, well, I've tried to quit smoking so many times, I can't quit smoking. Or I've tried to give up the bottle so many times, I can't stop drinking alcohol. Well, they're speaking those negative words over and over, and they're programming their subconscious mind basically to believe what they're saying, because the body thinks, your mind thinks what you're saying is true. You got to understand something. This is very important. And if anything gets through this show right now, for the folks that are suffering with this is the thing I want you to get. Your brain doesn't understand a joke. It doesn't get a joke. When you speak something, it doesn't know it was a joke. It thinks it's real. So if you say, I can never get off alcohol, I've tried so many times, the brain says, oh, okay, that's the truth. I'm going to make sure it's going to be that way, because that's the way I want it to be. Because that's how you have to look at every sentence that you speak, comma, and that's the way I want it to be. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, comma, because that's the way I want it to be. If you start saying anything negative, comma, because that's the way I want it to be, you don't get this. Your subconscious brain does not get jokes. Everything that comes out of your mouth, it thinks is real, and it tries to accomplish that for you. And that's done through a mechanism the brain called the reticulator activator. And I've done entire seminars on this. So that's where the first thing that you've got to get past in your mind is that the negative confessions have to stop. You know, and Joe and Doug, you know people that have been like this, that they basically, every time you talk to them, you get a 30-minute organ recital on how bad everything is. And quite frankly, no matter how hard you try to help them until they're willing to stop confessing that stuff, have you ever noticed that they don't really seem to get any better until somebody finally says to you, hey, look, you need to stop talking like that?
Absolutely. I've noticed it with people a lot, and some people will refer to these people as, you know, energy suckers, how they siphon energy from people. Yeah, vampires. But yeah, I mean, and that goes back to what I was saying about the need for a positive attitude and, you know, to keep your mind in the right place. Because if you have a bad attitude, or you are always thinking you're always sick, thinking there's always, you know, terrible things happening to you, they're going to keep happening to you, or you're going to be sick. Even if you're not, you're going to feel sick just because you continue to tell yourself, oh, you know, I feel sick, I don't feel good, or I don't want to do this, I hate this. What you're talking about is the vocalization of those thoughts. So one, we have to retrain our brain not to think negatively, and two, we have to make sure that what we say is positive, even if we're not feeling so positive at the moment.
Remember what the Bible says. The Bible validates this. It says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It also says, by the power of the tongue that has life, death is a man. So we validate. It's kind of like this. If you want to confess negative stuff about your life all the time, you kind of like pour your feet in concrete. And little by little, you build a sarcophagus around you that creates all of this. Pretty soon, you're in reality that you've created by yourself because of the words that you've spoken. I mean, that's kind of a really simple analogy, but that's what happens. And pretty soon, all the negative stuff is always coming your way. You got to learn to break that. Some of the best motivational speaking that you can hear is through Zig Ziglar. I know him. I knew him. He's a very good friend of mine. I dedicated my first book to him. And if you listen to him, he's on free now online. You can listen to him. He's got all the seminars online for free on YouTube. And, you know, may he rest in peace. He's a fine man of God. And Jim Rohn is another one that you can listen to, especially if you're trying to come off of opiates or trying to come off of drugs or alcohol. And you can realize that you can do this with God at your side a lot easier than you can do it by yourself. Now, some supplements that you can take for this. One is 5-HTP, the 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan. This is a precursor to serotonin. So it's care of serotonin. It's that important. Another one Doug just held up a minute ago. I've got it right here. I'm about to take some in a minute. Cortisol Buster. This one really, really, really is, these are adaptogenic herbs that actually allow your body to basically create what it needs to from a hormonal standpoint to really help stabilize the moods. I know when I take four of these a day, I felt it the first time I did it after about 3 or 4 hours. By the third or fourth day, it was amazing. Austin told me today, because Austin's kind of high strung. He's 28 years old, got a lot of testosterone, gets mad about stuff. Stuff doesn't go right. And he was at the, in the house this morning talking to us. He goes, you know what I've noticed, Dad? As long as I take that cortisol buster, my energy levels are great, but my mood swings are flat. I don't have the ups and downs. I kind of just stay steady all of the time. It gives me really good mental focus and clarity. And that's what we do. In fact, this is just a phenomenal product. I love this product. Cortisol Buster.
That doesn't keep you awake at night, right?
Absolutely not. It does not. In fact, if anything, it helps you sleep.
That's right. Okay. That's because that's what I've been saying. And what's the optimum time to take it during the day?
It doesn't really matter. I take four a day. I got four in my hand here.
Hey. You can't be the only one.
Hey, Ted, the label says one to two a day. One to two a day, the label says, Ted.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, I can't. Yeah. No.
Well, Joe, try four. Maybe you'll feel it better that way.
Maybe I will.
And same thing. These adaptogenic herbs, they're not going to hurt you because what they create what your body needs. And I tell you what, when I take this product, I mean, I'm driving in traffic on Interstate 95 today that stopped bumper to bumper, and I'm like just chilled out going, well, this is interesting. Now, normally I'd be like, I can't believe the way these guys are driving down here, but I'm just chilling out. Just said, well, this is just interesting. We'll get to where we need to get. Now, B vitamins, we mentioned that earlier. The B vitamins are so very important. Here's the B complex. These will keep you awake. Don't take these at night. The B vitamins will keep you awake at night. I take them in the morning, and I take about four of those every morning with my breakfast. And I tell you what, it just gives you solid energy throughout the day because the mitochondria, the energy storehouse, the little reactor in your body, that utilizes what's called glycolysis or the Krebs cycle. These are the spark plugs that make that whole thing work. The B vitamins are absolutely critical to make that mitochondrial work. Also, if you have impaired folate and impaired B vitamins, it can really affect you mentally, causing all types of disorders, mental disorders. So make sure if you're in withdrawals and you're trying to get off of these drugs, that you're really loading up with B vitamins. And if you have to, go to the doctor, have them inject B vitamins into you, because they're that important if you're going through a detox protocol. In addition to that, you need to be on magnesium. Magnesium and malic acid. This is a phenomenal product. I take this every single night before I go to bed. I also soak my feet in it every single day because the magnesium really helps you to relax, and it really is used in over 300 biochemical functions in the body, and it's very, very important. Plus, remember this. We've got that magnesium deodorant. It doesn't have aluminum. We've got another study I'm going to show you just a minute. In fact, I'll show you right now. Warning, deodorant aluminum now has been shown, antiperspirant deodorants have been shown to cause cancer tumor growth. Now, this is I don't make this stuff up. I mean, these are just research studies that we do. And realize that you have to rebuild these neural transmitters. That means you also need some cod liver oil and some omega-3s. In addition to that, you've got to get started. You got to realize that your drugs are going to continue to kill your brain cells. You've got to start weaning yourself off, like I said, with your doctor, with your clinic, whatever you want to do. Now, one of the worst things you can do if you're on heroin or one of the other things, in my opinion, is to start on the methadone because of the half-life of methadone. There's some serious problems with methadone. We do a whole show on methadone. But again, that's between you and your doctor. But try your best to tell your doctor, I prefer not to do the methadone if at all possible because of the half-life of the methadone.
Yeah, and Ted, there's with the methadone and there's another one, the buprofen that people take when they're coming off of opiates or heroin. And the withdrawal symptoms last weeks and so much longer than the actual drugs themselves. It's kind of amazing.
At the half-life, in fact, you know, heroin's only, you know, a couple of weeks at the most. You start going on methadone, it can be months. And, you know, and so it's, in fact, very few people ever die of heroin withdrawal. I mean, I don't really know if I've ever heard of that before.
No, I don't think people can die from the withdrawal of heroin, but from alcohol, yeah.
No, but you feel like you're going to die.
Oh, yeah.
But now the way they die from heroin is because they overdose. You know, Sharon's half-brother, my wife's half-brother, a year and a half ago, he died of a heroin overdose. I talked about it on the show. And, you know, he was estranged from the family as far as our side. We hadn't really seen him in many, many years. I think we've spoken to him once in 20 years. And then I tried to help him when I couldn't help him. He didn't want to listen. But he'd been taking drugs since he was like 12, 13 years old. And it was sad. It really was. And he was in mid-30s. I think he was 34, 35 when he overdosed, you know, on heroin. And it's horrible. So this has affected my family personally. And it's affected a lot of the families that are listening tonight as far as the heroin. And plus, remember, we're bringing in almost $1 trillion worth of heroin out of Afghanistan through the CIA. I mean, this is like the worst kept secret on the planet. And it's coming into the United States to fund a lot of the black ops and the shadow government. You know, it's all coming in through, you work through the Rothschild banking cartel and the exchange stability fund. We've done entire shows on this before on the show. Also, you need a rest. You got to get as much rest as you can. I recommend you take melatonin every single night. Sharon, I believe we have some melatonin with us. And so, in fact, I know we do. We take melatonin every single night because what the melatonin does, it really helps you to sleep, especially past the age of 40. Also, you need to check with your medical doctor as other medicines that could also help as far as coming off of this stuff. And again, I recommend if you don't try to do this stuff on your own. Also, hot showers and hot baths and magnesium salt will really, really help. Of course, you can't do it in the shower, but the hot bath you can. Soaking in magnesium salt will really, really help with the detox symptoms and really help you feel a whole lot better. You need to stay hydrated. I recommend you drink distilled water, half your body weight in purified water every day in ounces. So if you weigh 200 pounds, at least 100 ounces of water, you may start getting a lot of sweats. You need to avoid diuretics like coffee and iced tea and colas, because you just need to avoid all of that stuff, especially the stuff that has the sugar or the aspartame, because remember, aspartame has also been linked to depression. It causes mild to moderate forms of depression. It's really, really bad for you, and you really need to stay away from aspartame, period. It's really bad. Also, vitamin D3 and K2, so important, very, very important, especially for depression. Exercise, everybody's got a regular exercise program, and you need to be eating clean as much as you possibly can. That means you got to stay away from the sugar, because remember, sugar destroys B vitamins. And also, be very, very careful when you're coming off of these things as far as dosing. I know when Austin last summer, when he was diagnosed with the pericarditis, Doug and Joe, when he was hospitalized and he was in excruciating pain, they put him on morphine because of the pain. I mean, they were giving him injectable ampules of morphine. And I remember he would tell them, they'd come in like every 4 hours to give him more morphine. He'd say, stop, I don't need more morphine. Just stop. Okay, I don't want any more morphine. Okay, just, I'm going to tell you when I need the morphine. And sometimes he'd go 18 hours, 16 hours before he took additional morphine, because that's how your body and these opiate receptors in the brain get addicted to it so quickly. And you got to remember, you build a tolerance to that really, really fast. And so they even gave him a prescription of, I believe it was Dilaudid, when he came home. And he told me, he says, Dad, I want you to put this and hide this somewhere. I don't want to even know where this stuff is, because I've been on this stuff now for about 3 days and I don't want to continue being on this, period, unless I absolutely have to have it. That's the attitude that you have to have with all of these different types of drugs. Use it when you need it, but don't use it if you don't need it. Does that make sense?
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. So instead of that, to, you know, do supplements, for heaven's sakes. The supplements will just help you more than anything else as far as, you know, keeping the energy levels up and keeping your brain focused. And that's so, so very important that you do it that way. Any comments or suggestions before we change topics on this?
No, yeah, I just want to say this, Ted, just real quick. The only thing that really pisses me off, angers me tremendously. I know a woman in a wheelchair, rheumatoid arthritis, who's wrapped up like looks like a pretzel. She's in constant pain, 100% of the time. She's on they have to give her fentanyl. I mean, she takes fentanyl patches. And the DEA is cracking down on the doctors. What really angers me is the fact that because we got imbecilic, idiotic, moronic drug addicts out there, the laws now went through the DEA. And the doctors are so afraid to prescribe anything to the people who really need the drugs. She's got to go in every 30 days, be wheeled, carried into a doctor's office every 30 days to get her pain relief. And that hacks me off to no end.
Well, I'm going to tell you my opinion on all of this, okay? The people have been given huge amounts of opiates, you know, in their prescriptions. And when a person needs an opiate, it's like a miracle drug. I mean, it really is, because of what it does as far as the pain receptors. And it blocks the pain pathway to the brain, so you don't really feel the pain. I know years ago I had to have back surgery, and I was in excruciating pain, Doug. And they gave me some Dilaudid, which is a real mild form of morphine. And, I mean, it was literally within minutes, you know, I could walk again. I mean, I was bent over, and it's excruciating pain. I thought, my gosh, what a miracle drug this is. And indeed, it is a miracle drug. But it's also a very addictive miracle drug. And so what they've done, and this is my opinion on this, here's what I think they've done. They've intentionally overprescribed this to too many people. Now they've got all these people taking these drugs and they start cracking down on it, which pushes everybody into heroin, which pushes the heroin highway that we have here in Florida through the roof with the deaths we've had here in Florida. In fact, Colonial Drive in Orlando is where Sharon's brother died, and it's called Heroin Highway because there's so many overdose there. And the guy told me, the drug enforcement agent there from the Orlando Police Department who was doing the investigation, I actually met with him at the scene, and he told me, he said that the opium that's coming out of Afghanistan now is so pure that these addicts have never seen stuff like this before, so they think it's been cut, and it hasn't, and that's probably how Todd died. And the sad part about this is that this is going on all over the country because they're trying to increase the amount of opiates that we're using cutting off the supply of the opiates and pushing people to street drugs. And I'm seeing that over and over in our area. That's why there's so many people now addicted to heroin off the street. Because, guys, it's remember, the leading commodity in the world is oil. Number two is natural gas. Number three is heroin. I mean, and then child trafficking is right up there, too. I mean, this is some crazy stuff that's going on, and we've got to realize it. Unless we put a stop to this out-of-control CIA, this out-of-control shadow government, this out-of-control bankster monopoly that we've got, this stuff's not going to stop. And that's the biggest problem that I have, Doug, because, Doug, you're absolutely right. This takes a person like your friend who's got the arthritis, who's so crippled from it, who can't get the drugs that she needs to try to maintain the pain levels to a tolerable level without having to be wheeled into the doctor's office every 30 days to be seen again, so they can try to avoid the usage of this product by, you know, people who don't need it. And that's the biggest thing we have is, and that's why the DEA is cracked down on it, because they've been told by their shadow government people to crack down on this to push people, I believe, to more of the street drugs. Now, I could be completely wrong about that, but that's my opinion, because it makes sense. All this stuff makes sense on how they're doing this and why we've had such a huge increase in heroin addiction in the United States and such a huge decrease in the allowable usage of legal opiates in the United States. What do you think, Doug?
I mean, well, you're right on the money.
100%. No, yeah, exactly. And yeah, I just wanted to make that clear, because, I mean, that's the only thing I've got. I mean, when there was an article, Ted, we were talking about you last week, I think it was, but there was an article about children who are dying of terminal cancer that can't get pain medication because the doctors were instructed, hey, we don't want the terminal dying children to be addicted, get addicted to the opiates. I mean, well, it makes no sense.
Well, I mean, the doctors, you got to remember something, guys. A lot of the guys who get into medical school, they memorize real well. They memorize their formulas real well. They memorize their equations real well. They can do chemistry real well. But a lot of them don't have in German, you'd call it Verstand, which means it's like common sense. And in Vernünftig is another German word. It means to have reasoning skills. And they don't have any Verstand, and they're not Vernünftig. They don't really reason very well, and they don't really have a lot of common sense. But they're really good at taking tests, and they get into the medical programs, and that's how they get into the medical programs, because they score well in the MCATs, et cetera. Now, what's funny about all of this is that when they get into the main world, then suddenly they go, well, you know, this doesn't make any sense to me. I'm just going to do what they tell me to do, because nothing they tell me to do is working anyhow, so I'll just follow the standard medical procedure because I want to keep my license. I was so absolutely just blown away this past week when a medical doctor, he was actually an emergency room physician, and they actually interviewed him. You can get it online. And he said he never takes vaccines, and that he was never given his children vaccines because he sees all of these little children coming into the ER suffering with these seizures because they just have their vaccines. And he would never do it. So he's awake. But to try to get a lot of these guys to wake up after they've been taught the standard medical procedures, very, very difficult, because they don't want to hear the truth. Because the truth says, hey, what you're doing is not working, and what you're doing is hurting people. And they've taken an oath not to do that. So they don't want to believe that they're actually involved with that or in that situation where they're actually hurting people. So it's easier to believe the lie. Of course, that's what Satan always does. He always tells us a lie, and he wants us to believe the lies. We did in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve. You know, it's so funny. I was speaking to a national radio talk show personality this past week. He's a good friend of mine. If I mention his name, everybody would know who he is. And it was crazy. He was at one time syndicated in like 200 stations around the country. And I asked him, I was talking to him about Jim Mars, and he was talking about Jim Mars. I was talking about the Fourth Reich, because we were talking about the Bush-Clinton crime cabal and what happened with Prescott Bush and Smedley Butler and the whole gang back. And he goes, well, Jim Mars basically believes that everything came from extraterrestrials. And I said, well, I don't believe that everything came from extraterrestrials, but I do believe this. Genesis chapter 6 happened. And if Jim Mars wants to call them an extraterrestrial, and we're calling them a fallen angel, we're dealing with semantics here. That's all we're dealing with. It's just semantics. And we have to understand there's something else going on this planet that nobody wants to talk about. We talk about it on your show. I talk about it on my show. But we've got interdimensional stuff going on here. The Bible warns us about that. This battle is not of flesh and blood. And so when you're coming off these opiates, you're coming off these drugs, you got to realize, you got to understand that Satan comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. He doesn't want you healthy. He wants you on drugs. He wants you on opiates. He wants you on alcohol. He wants you on cigarettes. He wants you on all of those things, because that way he can keep you sick, because he wants you to be sick, because that's what he's here for. Turn everything upside down that God created. Take everything good and make it bad. That's what the Bible says in the latter days. What will be considered good will be bad. What will be bad will be good. Everything will be turned upside down. I mean, adult men walking into little girls' bathrooms. Doug, you know, we're both, I'm 61 years old. I don't know. I think you're 58 or 56 or whatever you are. But if somebody would have told me, 39. You're 39. I'm 61. You're 39. And if somebody had told me back when I was in my 20s that in the United States that men would be using the bathroom with little girls when I was 20 years old, I'd ask them what they were smoking. I'd ask, what's wrong with you, dude? Are you stoned? Are you drunk? What are you talking about? I never would have believed that. And that's what Donald Trump has done. Donald Trump has said, hey, look, we got to put a stop to this. We have to put a stop to it. Now, as far as this thing with the Federal Reserve Bank, I think he's going to replace Yellen. I hope he does. I mean, he's going to have to realize that he's got to get the Federal Reserve Bank under control. In Florida, we've got these big old water moccasins. You don't have this mess up where you guys are. You probably have rattlesnakes up there. But these things like to swim in the lakes. And I've seen them six feet long. They get about this big around. They're huge snakes. And one good bite will put you in the hospital that doesn't kill you. And I've killed hundreds of these things over the last 60 years. I mean, I was raised on a lake. And, I've shot five of them one time down at the lake. I mean, many years ago, way past statute of limitations, like 20 years ago, I dumped a doggone 45 into a doggone alligator that was coming after the kids. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. To you. In Florida, you learn to live with reptiles. And here's what I learned about water moccasins. You cut their tail off, all you do is make them really, really mad. That's all you do. You got to cut the head off. You got to cut the head off the snake if you want to kill that snake. And that's the thing that I've learned with this Federal Reserve Bank that we've got ourselves involved in. Until we nationalize the Federal Reserve Bank, we nationalize the assets. Now, we can't shut the thing down because the entire octopus squid is involved and twined in all the banking systems. But we can nationalize their assets, and we can stop creating money that we're charging interest for. We can do all of that. We can put something in back lane like Glass-Steagall and control the investment banks. We can do all of these different things, and we can do that gradually. Because the thing about it is why are we having to borrow our money at usury that can never be paid back because the interest is never put into circulation to enslave our country? We've got to wake up and realize that until we correct that problem, Ron Paul's talked about it so many times, and until we correct that mess and we go back to honest money again, this entire house of cards is just on this trembling base wondering what the Fed's going to do. Are they going to raise interest rates? Are they going to lower interest rates? Are they going to increase the M1 money supply? They shouldn't even have the right to do that. Remember, Rothschild himself said, several hundred years ago, I care not who rules the country, who the president or the king is. You give me control of the money, and I'll control the country. And so until Trump can put a handle on this, but of course, Doug and Joe, he's probably kind of going kind of slow because he doesn't want to be in a situation where he tries to make all of these changes all at once and completely collapses the economy. That's what I think he's doing, Doug. What do you think?
This thing with Yellen that you mentioned, I just think this is, I really think, there's a lot of things going on that Trump is doing that people are misreading. They're looking at it as either incompetence, it's being billed as incompetence, or it's all just fraudulently being couched. What you said, I believe that Trump is wanting to do. I really do. But he's doing it his own way. I think he's salting some of the leaks. I think this all ties together, so I don't think I'm going down a side road here. I think he's salting some of the leaks. For example, that memo about the National Guard and the 1,000 troops and such. I think he's changing these memos just ever so slightly because in business, I've seen business people do this, Fortune 100 companies. I know that, I think you've done that too. Similar tactics. But he's ferreting out these people. So the bottom line is, I do think what you said with the Fed, I think that's on his agenda, but he's going to do it in his own way, on his own terms. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Well, no, it does, because he's trying not to collapse the economy. See, the problem is if you come in right now and you just throw the central bank out, remember the central bank has its tentacles through all the central reserve banks on the entire planet. They could stop taking the U.S. dollar immediately. It could lose its status as the world reserve currency. It could lose its status as the petrodollar immediately. And it would put into the United States into this massive recession with this ridiculously high 50-60% unemployment rate. It would completely collapse everything here in the United States. Other countries could stop taking our dollar. They could say, we're not going to trade in dollars. You got to trade in gold with us. And now we've lost so much of our industrial capacity that we would have the ability to even do what we need to do as far as manufacturing what we need anymore or get raw materials anymore. So Trump understands all of that, I hope. I'm sure he does. I mean, he's a pretty smart guy. And so he's going to have to gradually, it's like a good friend, like we talked about Jim Rohn earlier. Jim Rohn used to always have a saying, I used to always quote him all the time. He says that you can't whip a U-turn with the Queen Mary. Well, the United States is like the Queen Mary. It's like a giant ship that's at full speed, but you got to turn it around. But you can't just flip it around. It won't do that. You'll throw everybody off the other side. You'll capsize the ship. You got to gradually ease it around. It may take miles and miles to turn that thing around at full speed. That's what Trump's trying to do. He's trying to turn this thing around without capsizing the boat. It's kind of like we're in a 747 that's coming in without any power on the engines, and he's trying to do a safe landing with it. and sees they've got this thing set up now where they're trying to crash everything and take over the entire planet with their one world government under Lucifer. That's what they're trying to do. I mean, Manzini's letter, you know, from Albert Pike's letter to the Manzini, if that indeed was written, talks about what they're going to be doing, bringing in a one-world government under Lucifer. See, that's the goal of these guys. And the problem is, Trump just threw a giant wrench in that whole plan. We all did. The Patriots did. Your show did. My show did. All the other Patriot radio shows did. We went to our listeners and we said, hey, look, guys, we've all got to work together here. We've got to stop this mess because we don't want... It's ABC. It's anybody but Clinton in the White House. I mean, good Lord, Doug. I mean, they're still, these neoconservatives are still pushing for war with Russia. I mean, are you kidding me? This is the craziest stuff I've ever heard of. And again, it all ties back to the secret government, the CIA and everything else. But let's go ahead and jump on some more nutritious stuff if we can.
Sure.
By the way, our website is healthmasters.com if you'd like to get some of these great products from healthmasters.com.
Are we still good with the Doug 5?
Yeah, I think we are, Doug. I think Doug 5 is still working. Doug 5 is the coupon code 5% off on anything you order, anything we get.
All right,
yeah.
So folks, take advantage
of this. I'll double check with Austin, too, on that.
All right, take advantage of this, healthmasters.com. Folks, please, if you do nothing else, you can support this broadcast, Ted's broadcast, and support what we do by ordering your supplements via healthmasters.com. Please do that. You're going to feel a lot better, number one, and number two, you're actually supporting the alternative news, the independent news. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, so many people are always calling us up and they say, you know, what can we do to help? And my response is always just buy a multiple vitamin from us. Well, it's $28, $26. You go, well, how's that going to support you? I said, well, it won't with one person, but if you have 1,000 people do it, it will. And see, and so a lot of people got on that bandwagon. They order their multiple vitamins from us every day. Because a lot of people say, well, you know, do I need all those vitamins? Where I can't afford those many vitamins. But see, the multiple, it also has the methylated B vitamins. It has them in there, just not in the high concentrations that a B complex does. Our powdered multiple that we showed you a few weeks ago also has it in there for kids and for elderly who can't swallow anymore.
That's your new product, right? I mean, a relatively new product.
Of course, we just came out with this one. This is the one that Sharon loves. This is the Muscle Blast. She started using this product. And, you know, Austin, he says this product's bomb. He says he's increasing his lean muscle mass. He's not even working out as hard as he used to because of what it does. And, of course, the Cortisol Buster. So there's all kinds of things that you can get from healthmasters.com. And, of course, you know, we're a sponsor of the show for Hagman and Pagman, and we've been very clear that we've been very honest about that because I want to see Doug do well on his show. And that's why when you support us, when you go to the, you know, donate now with Doug, and if everybody gave Doug $1,000 or $100 or $10, if everybody listening tonight gave $1 to Doug's show, it would create a huge cash flow for Doug, which would allow him to continue with the studio expansion and continue to do what we do. Guys, remember this. We don't have sponsors like you guys. I mean, except for you guys. I mean, if you guys aren't going to support either Doug's sponsors or our HealthMaster sponsors or whatever, then we can't do what we do. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I'm sincere. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. All I can do is say thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us because just doing that alone really, really helps. If you go to healthmasters.com, that's, you know, $25 a month and it supports the broadcasts. So thank you for that. By the way, high dose of vitamin C now has been shown to annihilate cancer cells. I've told you guys this over and over and over again. It's one of the key things that I have seen alternative practitioners do with cancer patients. They use intravenous vitamin C, which actually turns into hydrogen peroxide and kills cancer cells. Linus Pauling was a big proponent of vitamin C and the use of cancer to get rid of cancer. Also, turmeric really does a great job for its cancer cells. It's like throwing a wet blanket on it. D3 and also potassium iodine. All of those things do a great job as far as building that immune system back up if you've got cancer problems or cancer cells. And so any of those natural supplements need to be part of a natural protocol if you're trying to beat cancer. This is what Katie Whalen did. This is Dave Hodges' ex-co-host. This is pretty much the exact protocol that she went on. And see, guys, what's interesting about this is she was able to completely cure breast cancer with no chemotherapy. She did a lumpectomy and was able to cure it. So there's all kinds of natural protocols that you can do other than doing chemotherapy and radiation. Just the other day, I was talking to the guy. I was having some concrete work done at the office, and he told me that he's going into his white blood cells are not doing right, and they're going to go in and they're going to take some of his bone marrow and they're going to freeze it. They're going to put him on chemotherapy and kill all the rest of his bone marrow with the chemo, and they're going to turn around and inject his bone marrow back into him. And my response to him was, have you tried vitamin C? He goes, what do you mean? I said, you know, like intravenous vitamin C. Have you talked to a natural alternative doctor? There's some in Lakeland. You go talk to him. What do you mean by that? I said, vitamin C. And I said, you don't have a deficiency of chemotherapy. It's not something that you really want to put into your body. I had no idea what I was talking about, Doug, Joe. See, and that's the thing I love about alternative radio, because it gives people the opportunity to hear that, hey, wait a minute, there are natural ways that you could do things. There's natural ways you can get rid of heart disease, adult onset diabetes, all of this stuff. In fact, here's another article. Statins, and now a big study was just done, and it basically says the statins have provide no benefit, period. Study of 4 million people. Statins. First of all, they make you stupid, number one. I can't be any more direct about that than that. Statins. They do. They make you. No. I've got a guy right now that we got a new phone system in the office a couple months ago, and he's on heavy statin drugs. Guy has no memory left. And he said, as soon as I started taking these statin drugs, my brain was stupid. I can't think anymore. That's what statins do. They make you stupid. They can cause skeletal muscle necrosis. They can cause kidney failure. They can cause liver failure. They can cause heart disease. They can cause atherosclerotic plaquing. It says no medical benefit at all. They don't reduce the risk of heart disease. They actually increase the risk of heart disease. But yet people are put on statins. And now they're finding out that as cholesterol drops below 200, Joe and Doug, that all disease rates go up, particularly cancer. Cancer goes through the roof when your cholesterol is under 200. I try to always keep my cholesterol between 200 and 250. Here's another one. Statins are the greatest medical fraud of all time, the study reports. I mean, I can't make this stuff up. But then again, you start talking about magnesium. Magnesium's importance is far greater than previously imagined. That's why we mentioned magnesium twice tonight. And magnesium lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes and sudden cardiac death. I mean, I don't make this stuff up as I go. I do extensive research on all of this stuff because I've realized a long time ago, Doug, if we all work together as a team, as Christians, if we all do the best we can, see, we're all parts of the body. You know, you're really an incredible investigative journalist. I mean, you're a phenomenal writer. I've told you a dozen times personally, and I'll say it on the air right now, as far as writing skills, as far as writing, penmanship, writing, you're one of the best I've ever seen. In fact, you're much better than I am as a writer. I've told you that. And I mean, you're one of the best. See, we're all part of the same body. You know, I do the same thing with the health end. I'm really good at what I do with health and nutrition. Plus, I really have studied a lot. I've read hundreds and hundreds of books and thousands of articles in all these other topics. So I could talk about a broad variety of different things and try to maintain some coherency in it. But when it comes to investigative reporting, Doug, you and Joe, the tops. That's why Alex Jones has you on all the time, because you're one of the best in the world at what you do. See, that's what it's all about, working together in the Patriot community. You guys are asking, you know, what can we do? What can we do? Well, this is it. We're in it now. We've got the one world order by the short hair, basically. We're basically got them by the scruff of the neck, and we're saying, hey, guys, we're not going to let you guys do this to us anymore. And you say, well, this is awful. We never expected the media to do this to Trump. What do you think the media was going to do to Trump? The media is owned and controlled by the Rothschild banking cartel and the banks. That's who runs it all, because they bought it all through their corporate directorships and their interlocking corporate directorships and their stock purchases, and they're controlling 95% of the media, and so they control everything as far as what you hear. Well, they don't like Trump. That's what I was telling people before the election. I said, you know, if you're not going to vote for Trump and you're going to vote for Hillary, they all like Hillary. Nobody likes Trump in the media. Doesn't that tell you anything? Guys, that's what we all have to do. Some of you guys are out there. You're prayer warriors. You pray all the time. I mean, I pray all the time. I pray every morning with the kids. You know, my wife and I pray. We pray before we drive. We pray in the morning. We pray all the time. You know, we eat clean. We do what we need to do. We write articles. We do everything we possibly can to provide a good example for all of the folks who listen to us. See, all of us have these different talents, and that's what the Bible talks about, how we all have to work synergistically together, Doug, in order to bring about a change in the United States to restore the once great nation. I don't want the country to get any worse than it's gotten. The main thing we've had 37 years of corrupt politicians in the White House now. It goes back further. It goes all the way back to Kennedy. It goes all the way back to Kennedy. Kennedy was the last good president we had. Reagan tried to change things, and he would have changed things. Got shot some 30 days or so into his presidency. And what had happened with Reagan is he ended up in a situation where George H. ran the White House after Reagan got shot. We all know that for 12 years. We got that. You know, they kept Reagan under medication. I mean, it's crazy what's going on and how we had a doggone coup of the government back when Kennedy was assassinated. It's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. That's why Jim Mars talks about his book, The Fourth Reich. I mean, this is like the Bush crime cabal, going back to Prescott Bush and Smedley Butler and trying to do a coup of the United States in 1933. It's been going on now for 70, 80 years. And the crazy part about this is we finally have a light at the end of the tunnel to try to bring us back to some type of normalcy in the United States. And the biggest problem is the media has done such an excellent job in educating the people the wrong direction and making these people incredibly stupid because of their promotion of statin drugs, because of their promotion of fluoride, because of their promotion of mercury immunizations and aluminum immunizations, that we've dumbed down an entire generation, Doug, that doesn't want to hear or know the truth. Plus, we've destroyed God in the school systems. Most parents don't take their kids to school anymore. Guys, listen to me. A lot of times I don't want to go to church on Sunday mornings. Just don't want to go. Because I've been studying my Bible at home, or I've been praying at home, or the pastor's not going to be in town, or because there's another pastor. I know kids are going. I'm taking the kids. You know, and do I enjoy every sermon? Absolutely not. But we've got to provide that example for the children. We have to be there for the kids. Because if we don't teach our kids to take their kids to school or to church, shame on us. And see, we have to take the kids to church every single week. Otherwise, the country is going to fall further and further and further away from the teachings of Yeshua and Yahweh. And that's what's going to happen. We're going to basically fall into this realm of humanism. And that's what this entire thing's been doing to us since prayer was taken out of school back in the 60s, Doug. And we've got to find a place to put a stop to this thing as quickly as we possibly can. What do you guys think?
I think you're right as far as setting an example for children. Although, I would disagree in a way that it would have to be church. I think sitting at home an hour a day, an hour a week, you know, reading the Bible with your children would prove to be more fruitful than attending church at the same time.
Is it fellowship? Is that what you're after, Ted?
The Bible says in Hebrews 10, chapter 10, verse 25, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as some are in the habit of doing. When you have a corporate anointing in a church, and here's the problem, and Joe, I understand exactly what you're saying because I used to feel the same way. But here's what happens. When you have a body of believers together and they're singing and they're praising God, you create an energy resonance that locks in with the Holy Spirit. You can feel the energy filling you in the church, and you can feel the corporate anointing. You can't do that at home. It doesn't work that way. Now, you can play praise and worship music, and you can do what you do and pray. The biggest problem is this. A lot of the times, the children who you're teaching to do this with, they won't be as equipped as you are when they leave you to do that with their children. So it's easier to teach them to go to church than it is to just try to do it at home. Now, I think you should do it at home, too. We do it every day. We have like a family meeting, prayer time for like an hour, 35 minutes, 40 minutes, sometimes an hour, every single day, 7 days a week. Plus, we take them to church on Sunday mornings. And the kids look at the church as an outlet. They love to do this. They love going to church because so many of their friends are there. I used to feel the same way you do, Joe. Well, the churches are full of crooks. Well, they are full of crooks. I'll be honest with you. A couple of years ago, I had a guy call up the office, and he was so angry. He heard me on your show, by the way, Doug. And he was so angry because, you know, he knew that I was a Christian. And so he called the office up and he said, these TV evangelists are all a bunch of crooks. And my son hung up on him. And then he called Lana up and Lana hung up on him. And called Harrison up and Harris hung up on him. And the guy wouldn't stop calling. He would call him the 800 number. Finally, he calls back. And I said, I'll take care of this for you guys. And he calls up, he goes, who am I talking to? I said, you're talking to Ted Brewer. He goes, oh, you're the one on radio and TV. I said, I'm the one. He goes, I want you to know something. These TV evangelists are full of crooks. You know what I said to him, Doug? You're absolutely right. That is. They are full of crooks. And he said, what do you mean? I said, you tell me the truth. He said, I know these guys. I've worked with a lot of these guys. They're a bunch of crooks. I said, now they're not all crooked, but the majority of them that I know are crooked. And he goes, really? I said, yeah. I said, that's why you should support your local church, your local body of believers, and not send the money to TV evangelists. I mean, and he goes, oh, okay. Okay. I said, do you have anything else you want to say to me? He goes, no, thanks. And that was the end of it. He was telling the truth. See, we got to realize, Joe, you're right. When you see a lot of these churches and what they do, you're going, wow, really? But there's some really, really good churches that have really good praise and worship music, and they have really good corporate anointing. Because remember, the Holy Spirit's a frequency. It's you know, they call him the Holy Ghost. He comes inside of you. He fills you with his frequency. The frequency of God Almighty. And when it does that, it resonates with your frequency if you're saved, and it restores you, and it builds you up, and it allows you to become one with God. That's what the corporate anointing does. That's why praise and worship is so very, very good. That's why I make sure I take the children to a good church every Sunday and not one that's going to be, you know, unbelievably boring, because the unbelievably boring churches, Joe, you're right. You're in a church like that, you're probably better off to sit around the house and do a Bible study.
And
but
for
if you go to a really good corporate anointed church, I love those things. I love those types of churches.
And for me, a church, you know, a lot of it should, you know, the sermons are one thing, and then the preaching and the fellowship, but the programs that the churches sponsor should also be something that people pay attention to when giving money to a church. If you're giving money to a TV evangelist so you can continue to watch him on TV, that's not very fruitful. But if you're, I mean, it'd be better off, you know, finding somebody on the street and buying food or clothing for them. But if you're in giving money to a church that's, you know, running a soup kitchen, that's running special needs children's programs, then that's something that's tangible and very good, where you're not just throwing money to a pastor to continue to hear him sermonize. So the programs surrounding the church are just as important.
Well, I tell people this: if all you're doing now, here, let me quantify this. If you're bedridden or you have to stay at home, like Doug's friend, who's in a wheelchair, crippled up with arthritis, and you can't go to church, there are a lot of good local pastors who are on church every single week in your area that you can listen to on the local TV Christian station. There are. Now, if you're going to support them or give them money or send them a few dollars a week that you can afford, if you're on a fixed budget, they're going to really appreciate that. And then if something happens to you or your family members and they call somebody at that church, they'll come and they'll do your funeral for you. You take these TV evangelists and you call one of them up and say, my cousin just died. He gave you a bunch of money. Can you come bury him for me? They're going to probably just tell you no or find somebody local. See, that's why I always tell folks, support your local church. And guys, if you're pastors, listen to me now. You know I'm right. You know I'm right. If people will support their local church with their tithes and offerings, it'll change everything. A lot of these TV evangelists are just crooks. I could name names, but I won't do that. That's not my deal. I got fussed at the other day on your, because I did a show with you, Doug. I mean, I got fussed at because I didn't slam a TV evangelist. And I said, guys, I'm not going to do that. That's not my deal. I don't do that. See, because remember,
Hey Ted, we're at the top of the hour. Can we talk you and twist your arm, keep you another 15 minutes?
Whatever you want to do, Doug.
All right, let's go to 15 after the hour. Folks, you're listening to Dr. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. He's speaking some interesting, speaking the truth, but very interesting information here. Went from addiction to a lot of other topics, covering the whole realm of, what Dr. Ted covers throughout his,
and news, current events, nutrition.
Yeah, this program during the week and also Sunday night. We're going to be right back for another 15 minutes with Dr. Ted Brower. Thank you for your gracious gift of time. Stay right where you're at, folks. Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. What Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right, you need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bang, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greeninnovative.com. That's greeninnovative.com. Perhaps you're a business out there, a small business. Would you like to extend the reach of your business? I bet you would. Would you like to have the same opportunities as companies such as Omaha Steaks and Pro Flowers and Casper Mattress and some of the bigger companies out there? Would you like to have that same power? Advertise on our program. Go to HagmanandHagman.com or send an email to opportunities@HagmanandHagman.com. If you go to HagmanReport.com and HagmanandHagman.com, there's a link where you can, it's a big red box. You'll see it. Click on that link and go ahead and read the benefits we have created for you. I think it's a fabulous opportunity.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, Trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com.